G'day and welcome to this, the 18th episode of the Destiny Down Under podcast. This week we speak to special guest Maxi May, we cover off on our thoughts and impressions of the new meta, and we give a few predictions on what we think might be the next big thing. As always, if you like a laugh, stick around. Cheers! G'day and welcome to yet another immaculate and perfectly implemented episode of the Destiny Down Under podcast. I'm here with my two usual partners in crime, Real Time Sloth and Mylan Games. How are you, dudes?
Good, mate. Good. How are you?
I'm very well. And this week, our special guest is Maxi May. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. Thank you.
Well, I didn't do anything. What are you thanking me for?
I'm polite, okay.
All right, yeah, no, we're not used to that. That'll throw a huge spanner in the works, so you need to quit that shit real quickly. So anyway, what's everyone been up to this week? What's new? What's been happening? I know that Mylan and I got into a bit of For Honor. It was good. We stabbed people. It's great.
I've been enjoying For Honor.
We spent a romantic Valentine's Day night just doing some casual penetration with swords.
Yeah. No, I'm enjoying For Honor. I don't know whether it's got the legs to keep going or not. But I'm really enjoying just being able to jump on and play a couple games, like a couple quick games. It's pretty shitty how you get disconnected a lot, but apart from that, I've been enjoying it.
Sloth, and you've been busy just defecating yourself.
Yeah, well, I mean, last night I started Resident Evil 7, and that was horrible. That was actually horrible. I have never been so frightened in my life. But yeah, no, it's been really, really good. It's been a good week. Played some Siege, played some For Honor, but watched you play For Honor and then figured out that this is a game that I'm probably not going to get. But yeah, no, it's good.
Yeah, man. You can just post me that $100 I saved you. That'll Maxi, you played Trials earlier, I believe. How did you go? How was Trials in the new meta? Because I haven't had a crack at it yet.
I actually didn't get to play Trials today. Good. It was kind of sad. Good. My
it's terrible.
My
anyway.
Team fell apart.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's a bit average.
That happens. Yeah. It happens to the best of us.
I'm doing it tomorrow, though, so we'll... Excellent. I was told that the new meta is no land and sidearms, which makes me kind of nervous.
Yeah, that makes me want to just quit this broadcast right now and go and self-harm, honestly. That sounds shit. Anyway, I think this is as good an opportunity as any to for you to introduce yourself, tell our humble listeners and us what you do, who you are, where you come from, what you're about, that sort of stuff.
Perfect. So I'm Maxi. I'm a Twitch broadcaster and a very small member of the Destiny community. I've only been streaming since last year. The channel is growing slowly but surely. But the one thing that we started was in January, to kick off the new year, we started doing charity streams once a month. And they're 12-hour to 24-hour streams. Every month we benefit a different charity. And then outside of that, I stream how many days a week? 6 days a week? 7 days a week if I can push it. I switch between Destiny and Overwatch. But I also bought the Bioshock collection. And I'm sort of entranced into that again. So, but past that, I'm just... We're all trying to make it in the world. Nothing new.
quick question, just for my own curiosity. What the fuck happened on the wall behind you? You killed someone in there that we should know about? Like, no. Should we be alerting authorities? Or
no, so, long story short, I grew up in apartments my entire life, and the only thing that I could have on my walls was a bunch of posters. And so when my parents and my family and I moved into this house, I had like free reign to do whatever the hell I pleased with these walls. And so actually all four of the walls are splattered, but that just happens to be the backdrop.
It's unique. It's unique.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
I love it. Good it was stuff. A lot of fun.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
I'm probably cathartic to do that. I mean, Sloth just set himself up in front of a treadmill. So, I mean, I guess everyone's background says a little something about them, doesn't it? Matt's got, like, books and shit because he's learned.
I'm learned.
I've got nothing because really. I'm a shallow, pathetic individual. So,
hang on, Bob. Hang on.
Yeah, right. Come on.
Hang on. So what does that say about me then?
That you probably should get on the treadmill.
fucker.
All right, well, let's just get straight into it, because we do have a bit to cover, because it's been a big week in Destiny news and feelings. The biggest of all being the new sandbox update and the meta shift that is effectively accompanying it. Now, I've had a chance to play. Sloth's had a chance to play. Matt, I don't know. I'm not sure if you've jumped on yet and had a crack.
I've had a couple of games on the Xbox. I think I was streaming, actually, or maybe not. I've had a couple of games, not probably enough to make huge comments, but I've seen some videos floating about. So yeah, I've got an opinion.
Yeah. Good, Sloth.
But you're not getting it.
What do you reckon, man?
You're not getting it.
I guess we'll go clockwise as on my screen. Sloth, what do you reckon? What are your thoughts?
Well, so we kind of called it the other week, saying that it's going to be like a No Land Beyond. It's going to be a sidearm type situation. A lot of people use that, and if you go to the Destiny directory on Twitch, there's a lot of streamers who are sort of trying to push that meta. However, that being said, when we were playing the other day, log, I actually found that bloody fusion rifles and pulse rifles are a little bit better. I feel that, like you said it yourself, that hand cannons feel really heavy.
Yeah, man.
I played
solely with a hand cannon before the meta, yeah, and just jumping straight back into it. It was like, I don't know. I mean, they're more accurate. I'll give it that. There's no more ghost bullets, but man, far out there. It's like, what are they just? They've added 3 kilos of weight to your hand. Just.
What do you mean by that?
More sluggish. I mean, maybe it's. I could figure it out.
Why do they feel sluggish? Well, I didn't think they did anything with that with the hand cannons. Well, they reduced the range on them, and they gave the accuracy back to take it. No, to vanilla.
I think that it might actually be in the accuracy. Like, they're more accurate. Therefore, yeah, they don't move as quickly. They're not like, they're more precise, where you could sort of kind of snap and look around with the way they were before. I don't know. It's just a feeling thing.
Maybe did that reduce the auto aim or the stickiness of them or something like that?
I think so. Potentially. I don't know. I'll have to like look into the minutiae of it. I don't remember reading that. I remember that they were going to be better, and I was kind of surprised that they felt a little bit more sluggish.
I know they reduced the auto aim, obviously, for shotguns. It doesn't stick really to your target, especially in the hip fire.
Yep.
They showed that off really well on the Twitch stream. But I feel like some other ones that haven't been put in the patch notes really feel like they lost, especially auto rifles, like just sort of jumping in, like when I'm aiming, like I was just way off. I was like, whoa, like I'm used to it sort of being a little bit more guided to the the enemy. I don't know if that was just me, but I feel like some of the other auto aim has changed somewhat. I don't know. All of that, or I'm just a massive scrub, which is also partly true.
Yeah.
I think probably what we're talking about, we're experiencing the same thing, and that there's definitely been a shift in the way things aim. Like, however subtle, there is a feeling there that, like, I mean, I will say this. I hadn't touched my No One's Mercy in forever. I dug it out, and it felt fucking amazing. It was just the laser, you know, like, it is so stable, great gun. I mean, I've got a good roll on it, but if you've got anything like that, any of that archetype, the old Messenger, what's the Trials one now? There's a few good ones. So looking at lower fire rate, higher impact pulses, they're pretty savage again.
Yeah, what's the... what's it called? Yeah, I've got one. I've got
the hopscotch.
Hopscotch would probably be pretty savage.
Not the hopscotch. I'm going to find out what you guys talk about today.
The thing that we also figured out the other day when we were playing is like obviously the hand cannons feel a bit heavier. So that may be the aim assist type situation, that may be the range, the drop off, this, that, and the other. But one thing that I really did enjoy, and I think you started to do it and then moved on to another one, was the Kovostov. And then moving on to the Monte Carlo. The Kovostov on the 350 RPM full auto, oh, that feels good. And that's the first time since that gun was re-released in Rise of Iron, since it actually feels good. And the Monte Carlo has always been middling, but now it's definitely on the higher side of middling in that respect. So, I mean, what do you think of the updates, Maxie? We've kind of been sort of...
No, it's okay. I mean, you know, it's refreshing to not get aped around every effing corner that you turn. But I'm still that person. Like, when I get shotgunned, I'm still like, why are you... Just stop with it. I mean, the biggest thing that I noticed was I've actually held on to my Hack-On's hatchet from Year 2 Iron Banner, and I pulled that out of the vault, and oh my god, does it destroy. I have the same feelings about the Kvostov, though. I think forever, the Kvostov will be best as an auto rifle, and now with what's happened in the update, it's just going to keep climbing. It's too good not to use.
So which setting do you put it on? Because it's got the high rate of fire, and it's also got probably the high rate, right?
No, I had it on the lower rate, man. I had it on the lower rate of fire and just tried to get the auto rifle, lower rate of fire, just to make it as stable as I could, and it was savage. And I feel really dumb because it's a gun that I kind of dismissed, went, yeah, it'll just be jack of all trades, master of none. You know, like, it's too versatile to be any good, but really it is. It hits like a fucking truck, like...
It does.
Without a word of a lie.
I went in because I took in Kvostov, then I pulled out Hack-Ons. But the other two that I took in were Monty, and I pulled my Doctrine out of the vault, which when I got it, I didn't use it because I don't like that archetype. I don't like the high rate of fire, really low impact.
Yep.
Yeah, and it was, but oh my god, I took it in and I was like, okay, maybe I should use this more because this is... Wow, this is really good.
Yeah, the gurney.
It's
good.
It's kind of astounding.
What archetypes are Hack and Hatchet?
It's high rate of fire, is it not?
I thought it was.
No, it's
but,
mid.
Am I thinking Unbent Tree?
Yeah, I think it's mid. Let me double check.
Yeah, I'm getting confused with the Unbent Tree, which is high rate
of fire.
Which is high rate of fire, yeah.
But another thing that sort of got brought up on the PvP side of things anyway is that the shotguns, like you said before, Matt, the shotguns are a bit like they've not been nerfed into the ground, but they've been refined to a point where they're still usable, but there are other things out there that you can use to counter it. That being said, you said this yourself, Log, you have to be more deliberate.
Oh,
with shotguns.
Yeah, that
you can't just run around
away.
Hip firing. You can't just run around hip firing just like, oh yeah, Matador 64. No.
Yeah.
What you have to do is like you it's sort of moving towards the same sort of deliberate as being as deliberate as you would with a sniper.
Yeah, and I think now the thing that I took out of it, and it was actually we were playing a game of we're on control on Twilight Gap. And I went back to my Mapador because I thought, well, you know, like I want to just see what's happened, see what the difference is. And I found really that there was not a whole lot of difference in the gun itself, but I had to make a conscious choice with every respawn to go, right, what am I doing here? Am I going to, you know, like, because I was concentrated on holding B because that's what I do. That's just, I like things simple, go to B, hold it, cool. You'll probably win. So I would go, okay, right, there's someone already over at B. I don't have time to fuck around. Bang, straight over there, engage him with the primary, hopefully win. If not, if we're in control of it, I'll take the time to pick up the heavy, get over there, control the space with the shotgun that still performs. Like, I mean, it's still probably overpowered. I'll say that. It is. If I get someone in the line and just... It surprised me how effective it still was. But I think the important thing is that... It makes you make a decision when you respawn. Right, what am I doing with this spawn? Am I going to be waiting around to get special? I mean, you might luck out and special spawns right in front of you the second that you spawn, you know. But you've got to make a conscious decision, not just, I've got shotgun ammo, I'm going to run around and shoot people. But I think that's a big takeaway out of it that I got anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you said, you have to, that conscious decision that deliberate sort of planning. It's not just run around hip fire. Yeah, we get 30 kills, you get none. So this sort of thing. So
do you get, can you do more, do you see more slide shotguns rolling around?
Not that I've
around
noticed.
Corners and that?
Not that I've noticed,
not in
but
the
it's
game.
Early days, man.
Because I thought that might have been knee pads and slide shotgun might have been a solution to nerfing the in-air accuracy and, the stickiness, because then you're sort of in their face anyway if you can slide it close enough.
Yeah, play the ground game.
Yeah, I haven't seen any... I mean, maybe one slide shotgun, but most of my kills when they're from a shotgun or a matador, like, it's it's somebody jumping over
they've still
just
got him.
Nailing me. It's nuts.
It's going to take time for it to filter out, and as people realize that it's not the strongest play anymore. I was actually in the stream the other night talking to Omega about, you know, what is a meta, and everyone sort of has this opinion that, like, these guns are, you know, like, you can't compete with the meta, when if you are very good at what you do, irrespective of what it is, you can. It's just that the meta is, like, the easy road to being dominant. It's not, you know, the way I see it now. Like, we had a really good sort of yarn about that, because it's... If we could get to a point, realistically, and I'm not saying that we're there yet, but in the future where there is... The meta might not be based on, you know, there might not be stats. Like, there might not be, oh, this has more range than anything else. It may well be that just there's a gun that's just easier to handle. Like, it's kind of... I think the distance between what is the meta and what isn't is decreasing. I mean, when you think about the fucking Mythoclast or the Suros regime, like, metas that were early on in Destiny's inception, that was ridiculous. Or the Thorn meta, like, everyone used it because you couldn't compete without. Where these days, you can compete with, you know, whatever you want to do. I mean, I use a fucking... was using a, like, high-impact, low-rate-of-fire hand cannon that wasn't Eyes Lunar or, like, it was the bloody Iron Banner one. I got a really good roll on it, and I used it. And effectively, so I think it's worth bearing in mind that you can play the way you want to play. Don't just chase the meta.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And what you said there about it's coming closer and closer and closer to the guns being at a level playing field. It's just the perks that suit your playstyle.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think the closer they get to that, and if they release that sort of refinement in Destiny 2, which is a way off yet, but I mean, he's hoping it should be good PvP wise, depending if the PvP is the same. Now, speaking of PvP, especially Arcblade, all classes really, health regen perks being absolutely, well, not absolutely busted, but the coding has gone wrong somewhere, and all health regen perks on ability kills have been disabled, more or less. So shoulder charge, if you use that and get your, or the Titan punch, and you use that, you don't get your health back.
Yeah.
And this all stems from Hungering Blade, I think the thingo is.
Yeah. So basically, they changed the way that it procs, or the way it gives you your health back, but something's obviously gone haywire along the line. I mean, it's clear that they've, by doing that, they've changed the way that a hell of a lot of things function. But, I mean, it's disappointing because, for me, one of the things I was, like, reading through the notes going, shit, I might actually be able to really make a fist of using Red Death again. And I got it out. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's fun, but the health regen is, like, useless. You can't bank on it. It's unreliable. And... I mean, you were using your Bubble Titan with Transfusion, was it, Sloth? Where you get your health back?
No, it was a Striker Titan with Transfusion.
Sorry.
The thing that when you get a shoulder charge kill or you get a punch kill, like an ability punch kill, you get your health back.
And just weren't getting your health back.
Yeah, you just don't get your health back. And that's the same with Cauterize on the Sunbros, Rip, I believe it's called, on the Warlocks. Yeah.
On the Warlock,
Hungering Blade, and all that sort of thing. Like, it's good that they have sort of fixed Hungering Blade, because I hated coming up against Blade Dancers. I despised it. However, that being said, they've gone a bit too far. I'm not going to call it a nerf, because a nerf is not really what it is. It's a refinement, and anyone who says otherwise, I think you're kind of missing the point. Anyway, beside the point, beside the fact, because it's a sandbox fix, it's just broken a lot of other things, which do need to be addressed in the coming months.
I think so.
I know the live team. Yeah. I know the live team are relatively small comparatively to the team that's working on the second iteration of Destiny. So they've got a bit of a job ahead of them. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, I'm just rambling. Maxi, what do you reckon about the whole thing?
I don't know. It's interesting because I played, you know, I played meta. I played Blade Dancer with Shinobus, and I played Voidwalker with Ophidians, which I still enjoy. They said they did something with Ophidians, but I don't feel as much of a difference as I was expecting. But I mean, like, PvE wise, transversive steps are definitely my best friend again. But my thing was, is we knew that the Hungering Blade was coming. We knew about the Arc Blade getting refined or changed. But when we were all reading through the patch notes, we were doing it live on stream, and we got down to that section, and I was like, they did this to every single subclass and didn't bother to say anything, which sucked, because I'm a striker with transfusion. Like, I will consistently and forever use that. But my thing was, is when I'm on hammers and when I'm on Sunbreaker, it's like, is my cauterize going to do anything, or is that just a worthless perk now?
I think the thing worth bearing in mind... Using... Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, Log.
I was going to say, the thing worth bearing in mind is that when you're in Arcblade, you're zipping around everywhere. You're very hard to hit.
Yeah.
When most of the rest of these, health proc abilities come back, you're not zipping around anywhere. You're an easier, softer target. And it's even more pronounced that this is not working on those effects than it is on the Arcblade in itself. You know, it's...
Wait, what are you talking about?
Like... Think about the way the Arc Blade works. You're zipping around everywhere, stabbing people, you know, all that. No, so you're getting a health regenerating proc and very hard to hit. Where with all of these other effects, you're no harder to hit than normal. You're moving around. I mean, you may be...
That's true.
You know, that's why it's even more pronounced, and it's pissed so many people off.
They weren't meant to be nerfed.
No, I don't think so.
No, they said it was inadvertent.
It was an inadvertent accident on the sandbox for all of the other classes.
Yeah, it was accident. Yeah. They changed Blade Dance and they realized too late, they're like, holy shit, everything's buggered and we don't have time to fix this. So they released the patch and they said, we prefer to give you something rather than nothing, and we're working on bringing everything back.
Yeah.
No, that's the end. And like you're saying, look, so zipping around the map and then you've got a Sunbro who's using the shoulder charge super perk. Really hard to hit. Really hard. Like, comparatively to an Arc Blade, really difficult to hit. Now, speaking of Arc Blade and the refinements that they have gotten, I spoke to a few people about the Blink refinement. And, that's something. Your radar is gone, and then you're kind of disoriented.
Yeah.
When you use it. Now, I believe that is a bit too far. I don't think Blink needed to be adjusted.
Yeah, Blink felt like it was right where it was, right? Like,
exactly.
No one ever was complaining about Blink. Blink was so OP for so long, and they just got I think they got it perfect with Blink. Like, there was a real issue for a while, and it didn't seem like it needed anything done to it. Like, I hardly ever get stomped by Blink. I get stomped by Blade, bloody hunters in the air with Matadors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think, it's the meta moved away from that Blink shotgunning fucking warlock scumbag. I mean, shit, hang on, I may have some latent rage just that I haven't quite worked out, but that's okay. I'll punch a pillow or something later. Let's move on.
Well, the next thing we've got here is now this kind of pushes onto your side of the thing, Matt. I haven't had a chance. I will admit. Full disclosure, I will admit I haven't had a chance to watch a lot of your streams, Maxi, this week. The PvP changes, has that affected the PvE side of things?
Personally, no. And what I did, because that was my biggest question, because I'm just involved in PvE as I am in PvP, but I went through a hard mode, Wrath of the Machine, with Ramez and some of his viewers, and it's not that much different. I mean, auto rifles are amazing forever now, but I mean, shotguns are still just as good in the raid. Like, it didn't have... I mean, we can definitely tell there's a drastic change that happened in PvP, and we all know that, but... It feels like PvE is still just at its point where it was before the update, before the sandbox. It really doesn't feel that much different. I mean, my auto rifle is doing a lot more, but that's like the biggest change that I noticed personally. But I mean, I took it through the raid 3 times. Nothing's super different. It's kind of nice, actually.
Well, the what they did with the shotgun is, because they got rid of precision damage, they gave a buff to 20% buff to damage in PvE.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, that'd be so huge.
You don't have to go for the head anymore. You don't have to aim for that big old hive head to get your precision damage. You shoot anywhere.
Did anyone aim that for the, like, deliberately aim for the head with a shotgun anyway? I thought, isn't the whole point of a shotgun just to go, ah! Like,
no, always go for the head, mate.
I've been doing it wrong. I've been doing it wrong this whole time.
You're doing it wrong, mate. Bloody hell.
Just fucking, you've got to yell out like that too when you do it. I think, I don't think
it's really affected much apart from that. And then obviously your auto rifles are probably more of a prominent weapon to use now in PvE, especially if you've got some, I mean, like, Supercell must be a beast. It was a beast as an auto rifle before, so...
Yeah, in PvE.
Definitely in an Arc Nightfall, I could see Supercell that being, like, incredible. Just in, not just for the arc damage, but just
the chain,
the auto rifle change.
Yeah. You get your precision shots, you get your ammo back, you get your super back, and you've all got the precision buff on top of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
I think... Yeah, sorry, mate.
Oh, no, go on, look.
I was just going to say that I put that in there because I do read... I was on the Reddit sort of having a look at people's reactions to things because I can't do everything, you know, in the space of a week to try and tell you, give you any informed feedback on all aspects of the game. So a lot of the frustrations kind of came from changes that they made with PvP in mind that have negatively impacted on PvE. Like things like changing the amount of... that what we were talking about with the way health regen perks proc is a huge one. There's there was an article a guy wrote. He's like, I'm a Titan and I just died trying to solo a Nightfall because they nerfed hunters. You know, like, I understand that frustration. Right. The other thing too is changing the ammos and things like that. The amount of ammo, I guess that kind of leads into our last point. I mean, am I skipping one?
We've really covered it.
Can I just make a... Are we moving on from the update? Can I make another comment?
Yeah, we will be in 1 minute. You can go now.
Okay.
Go, Matt. So tell us.
I never really look much on the replies on Twitter, but I looked at when they released the patch notes, I looked at the replies on Twitter to Bungie's post, and the salt and the anger in those Twitter replies was insane. They're like, Bungie, like, I can't believe I stood by you for this long. I'm quitting. And I didn't actually read all the patch notes because I actually watched the live streams. I didn't realize why everyone was so angry. And as you said before, at the very bottom of the patch notes, it tells, hey guys, by accident, we nerfed everything else. So I didn't realize that's what everyone was getting angry about, but that was the main thing. And then someone in the chat at the moment has brought up some of the other nerfs, like to Truth rocket launcher.
Yeah, I was getting
how many can hold the magazine. And
what the fuck, Bungie?
Everyone was like, so angry, man. I couldn't believe. I actually didn't realize there was that much hatred on Twitter.
But like, the thing is,
Twitter is just as toxic as the forums. Like, yeah. Twitter is bad every now and then.
We know what the Bungie community, like the Destiny community, does a lot of great things. But fuck, there is some cancerous little shits in it. Like, seriously. Like, there are comments. Like, I find myself thinking this. I go on Reddit and I read through the shit and I read people's just vitriolic shit. And I'm like, man, how the fuck were you the fastest sperm to the egg? Like, how was there not one quicker than you? What the fuck are you even here for? Like, for God's sake, you must have been the only one. It's like... but I mean, like, with truth, and yeah, that's unfortunate if you're a purely PvE player and they've nerfed the shit out of Truth, but you don't have Bungie to blame for that. You've got the dickheads who spam the shit out of it and fucking Trials. Like, everyone, like, every time you go and play Trials, there's just, alright, this dickhead's running Truth. Because why? Because he doesn't want to fucking aim his rockets properly. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's not Bungie's
fault. What annoys me is people that, because they can play PvP or they've got a certain KD, they think they can make a game. That's what shits me, is that there's this level of entitlement that I know how to make a game because I've spent X amount of hours playing it, or that I'm in this ratio of top players. That's bullshit, man. If you've got a background in game development, I don't give a fuck.
That, and the more you play the game, the better you get at it, the less entitled to a fucking opinion about what's fair and what's not you are. Because you're biased. Like, oh, shotguns shouldn't be nerfed because I use fucking shotguns. Get fucked. It's just dumb. It's a dumb argument.
Right.
It's, you know, like, the more you fucking argue your case, the less it becomes valid. It's like, oh, the truth nerf was over the top. Yeah, it was, but, like, find another fucking rocket launcher. Like, I've got plenty. You don't need it.
Use an MG. Use something else. It's But, alright. So, I mean, I think we've covered nearly everything from the update, and we've covered all the things that we've kind of wanted to cover in regards to what's happened, the overflow of absolute migraine-inducing AIDS from the Bungie community onto Twitter. I think we should just move on from there.
I think so. But, if you've got a specific question that you want to ask us, we will do our traditional questions from the chat at the end. So just hold on to it and fire it at us then. We're happy to talk about, like, whatever. We just wanted to give it a general overview. I'm not going to go through the maths of everything that's happened. I mean, if you want to read that shit, get on to Bungie. I'm not here to lecture you on fucking Bungie patch notes. Like, God. I came here to be tutored on percent fucking increases in whatever the fuck. Right.
What we do here on the DDU is the content review. Now, the content review is the things that we've been watching every week. Doesn't have to be Destiny related. Doesn't have to be Bungie related. It's just things that you've seen on the internet that gave you a bit of a giggle or really took, like, really grabbed you. Now, just out of being a gentleman, Maxi, what did you find on the internet this week that sort of, you know, grabbed your attention?
I mean, there's a couple. Like, I have one that I watch every day, and it's the Philip DeFranco show. But it's just because my country is in a political mess, and he's the only, like, news source that I trust at this point.
I love him.
Yeah, I love him. I'm so happy that I found him. Because, oh my god. This is real. This is real life for Americans. So it's just his show every day. If for whatever reason you want to get a clear vision of what is happening in my country, please watch him. But the other thing, like, not just politics, but the mess with PewDiePie has caught my attention so fast, and it blows my mind, because not career breaking, but that is a career making move that he did between getting taken off of by what was it, Disney, and his second season of his series got canceled. Everybody's lost their minds. He's gonna fail. And it's like his subscriber count went from 7,000 a day to 51,000 a day, and he's gonna fail. Are you okay? Did we drink?
amazing.
Yeah, it was nuts.
Just on that, I was going to add something to that, but Markiplier put up a video this morning, and I only saw it because I don't follow Markiplier or PewDiePie on Twitter. But Boogie put up a video and retweeted it, and I watched it, and it's about respect, and I highly recommend watching it. It's not just about that whole crap, but I highly recommend watching it. But yeah, Log, what did you find good this week?
Can I just touch on that? I watched it when you posted it. And
like
what he says about fucking we all need to learn to respect each other. Yeah, that's bang on. And it's something that I think is innate in humans that we probably know we all need to do it. And we don't need to deduce anyone who doesn't agree with us to a fucking bullet point form, you're a piece of shit. But fuck, man, that thing was the biggest cringe fest I've ever seen. And the fact that he's like, oh, we need to talk about respect because everyone's picking on fucking PewDiePie because he made an anti-Semitic video, which is basically a publicity stunt. Like, fuck me, man. If you're going to come into the world and say you need to be, like, respecting people, you don't do it because a YouTuber who makes millions of fucking dollars is getting picked on. You do it because there's a guy in France who had a police baton shoved up his fucking ass. Like, just get real. I don't want to shit on him, but seriously, man, if that's what provokes you to come out and start talking about respect, you're a fucking maggot.
Yeah, I don't like Markiplier. Yeah. He jumps on bandwagons, man, and he says what he thinks will bring in the most.
Like, look at it this way. PewDiePie did that. It was clickbait. And then Markiplier comes out, and while he does raise very pertinent points and shit that should resonate with people, he's just an opportunist, taking the, like, oh, and, like, the whole, I don't believe in this, and, oh, this is what I believe, and I don't stand for that. I mean, fuck you, dude. You're accused of, like, vitriolically, like, verbally abusing the shit out of people on the internet, like, a year ago. Like, women and stuff. Like, don't, just stay the fuck out of it. You're here to entertain people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked it up.
I did not know that. That was a scam that went on.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a scam that went on last year. Or not
no,
a scam.
No, you're right. Scandal. I looked into it because I remember hearing about something and I'm like, I don't like him. I just don't like his fucking head. But maybe I'm biased. He's just one of those people that he comes on and I'm like, oh, this fuckwit again. But, you know, take it with a grain of salt what I said. I'm a cynic and whatever. And, you know, if you send this to him and he can fucking do what he wants with it, I don't give a shit. All right. Mine this week, honestly, just moving on, getting out of the negative shit.
Yep.
Gamma Trap's artwork for the fucking Toland with the bad juju.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Dude. I've got an update. Can I share you with an update for that?
Yeah.
Are you guys on Android or iPhone? I don't know if I can say this. I think I can.
Do you on Android? He tweeted about it. It's okay.
Has you ever seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Just relax.
So just relax. Guys, you can get the Toland on your wallpaper that's 3D, and as you move your phone, there's like ghosts and shit in the background.
Yeah, like it moves.
Holy crap.
It moves.
There's like hive souls and shit floating in the background. It's so crazy.
It was intense. It was like I was looking through and I'm like, I need that. Or like if you're familiar with Gamma Trap, we had him on a couple of Oh, yeah. Fucking hell. Here I am blowing smoke up his ass. no, seriously, get onto his website. Chuck the... I'm not sure if anyone's got the link, but if Gamma Trap wants to whisper it to us, we'll share it out. But he makes great merch. He makes great shirts. There's an Australian hunter with a hunter with an Australian cape flag thing on its back. Sloth loves it.
That's awesome.
You know, he's we had him on a few weeks ago. Very funny guy, very talented bloke. But dead set, I saw that this morning and I'm like, man, that is fucking cool. That is my mobile wallpaper was my content of the week. That's how good I'm going.
Oh, that's your content of the week?
Oh, well, I mean, his speed drawing of that, which is like that was over a week ago.
Mm.
But that was unreal. Yeah, and then to see that and just sort of like, dude, innovative shit like that, finding a new way to like push what you do. Fucking hats off, man. You're a talented bloke.
Yeah, that's
all clever. the luck in the universe to you.
Because, yeah, absolutely. He's very talented.
He's been talking about making the artwork into wallpapers for phones, but making it 3D is just the best. Yeah. That's the cherry on top, man. That is a cherry on top.
All right, man. What you got? What's your thing?
I just keep looking at it now.
I like it. I just like it. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm gonna get rid of my iPhone just so I can have a Gamma.
You're fired, man. Unless you get an iPhone 1. No more work.
Oh, nah, dude. I'm fucking Android. Please, just
Android.
Matt, I'll let you come over and look at it for $2 a minute.
Well, Danny's got an Android, so I don't know if you'd appreciate me putting that on hers.
Well, that's what relationships are about, man. Give and take. Like, come on.
Yeah. I've got three videos this week.
Right,
okay.
Yeah, put it up.
First is the resurfaced footage of a Vex scene that we haven't seen before. I saw Fuzzy from one of the Reddit moderators. You guys know Fuzzy?
Yeah, post that.
Well, that's where I first saw it posted by Fuzzy. That was really cool. I haven't gone through in a fine tooth comb because I don't feel like it will actually add any lore. There are some different structures and some different things that we actually haven't seen before. There's a big emphasis on the radiolaria, which is the Vex fluid inside of them.
The juice box.
there's a little bit about that actually, and I did speculate a while ago that I think that's how they travel through time. And I have to watch it again, but I do think that the fluid was like going through a portal and stuff like that. So that's pretty interesting.
the people are sort of questioning the validity of the video. I'm very inclined to believe Fuzzy's story of where it came from and how it emerged. He's pretty clued in about that. So, yeah, I think it's legit. It was a contract to a company that made it for Bungie as they normally do, and it just never went out. Yeah. So that's the first. The second is the Infinite Super Titan Hammer glitch. Rifle Gaming, I saw it on his channel. Basically what you have to do is you get out your Sparrow, you activate your super whilst you're getting onto the Sparrow, change weapons, get off, and you just have infinite Titan hammers. And what they were doing, which looked really, really fun, was just taking it through the vault of glass, six Titans with six hammers, and seeing if they can get through the whole raid with hammers only. And obviously if you die, you lose it. So you've got to put the glitch on outside the vault and then go through. That looks extremely fun. Actually,
yeah, dude.
If I get on stream on Sunday night, I think we might try to do that. I think that'd be really fun.
That's why they shit on Combined Arms being the weekly thing. Like, that's why it's gone for now, hey?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense, because you can get on your Sparrow in that and then just fucking obliterate people. Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
I love a good
And
glitch.
The last channel that I highly recommend, I just find extremely interesting from a content creator's point of view, is a guy called Leonard French, and he is a copyright attorney. And basically what he does is he follows all these lawsuits in the copyright in the YouTube industry, and explains everything and actually gets the documents off wherever they're put. And at the moment he's talking about H3H3's copyright suit with, I don't know if you guys remember when he made fun of this guy, that this older dude that did like parkour and like really cheesy like videos, and basically he's been sued for that. And it is so, so fascinating, the amount of documents they have to go through and the proceedings for it, and like people missing deadlines for just ridiculous mission. Like, this guy asked for all of H3H3's financials from his channel, and they almost had to give it to him because the attorney stuffed up and missed this deadline to provide reasons why they shouldn't provide it or whatever. So Leonard French, I'll put it in the YouTube chat. So interesting. So, and also Jim Sterling. So, you know, Jim Sterling's being sued by that
digital homicide.
Yes. That is
Robert
really
Romijn.
That's really interesting too. So he's only got about 22,000 subscribers. Like, seriously, like if you like hearing about that legal side of stuff and with a bit of merge of YouTube and content creators, it's cool, man.
I reckon they need to make a TV show about that, like Law and Order YouTube. Get fucking,
like, this is like a drama
what
channel.
What about this video said Stabler over the edge?
I would pay for that to exist.
PewDiePie's
I
been
would
fucking
gross
racist
so
again.
Much money.
Yeah, I'd
be the yeah, I wholeheartedly agree, Matt. That Leonard French dude, that Jim Sterling one had me in stitches. Yeah. Not because he is actually trying to be somewhat comedic.
Yeah.
Is the fact that Robert Romijn decided to try and sue Steam and 100 or so anonymous Steam viewers by their Steam account names the first time this rolled around.
Destined to fail.
Yeah. And it's just a whole thing. I follow Jim Sterling and all the stories and all the things that hit him because I find him utterly interesting. But the main thing that I have been watching this week has been video game orchestral scores. Halo, Overwatch, World of Warcraft, Diablo, all that good stuff. I would highly recommend. It's on many, many channels. So too many to list, but it's really, really good stuff.
Just like, type in your favorite video game followed by orchestral score and you'll get a good one?
Yeah, more or less. The one that I was watching this morning was the London Philharmonic Orchestra that did Halo. They did the Halo 3 score.
Dude.
It is amazing. There's another one that they did the Song of the Dragonborn. Berlin's Philharmonic Orchestra, and it's really, really, really good.
Isn't sick.
It's very, very good. Like, you guys know me that I'd listen to metal and not really much else, but that stuff gets me going. It hits me right here.
Right in
hits
the music. Me right in the feels. Yeah. You'll be music.
Right bonus. In the music. Yeah. Yeah, it's really, really good. But that's all for the content review for this week. But ladies and gentlemen, do you have anything to vent about this week? Has anything happened this week? Log's already had his vent, so he's been disbarred.
I've got a lot of shit. I'm going to just be fucking bashing the crap out of a pillow later on. Just be... That'll be me.
Have you guys heard or seen anything that really... really got you so very upset, or just mildly upset? It doesn't really matter, Maxie.
I'm trying to think. I mean, there's a lot, but I can't say it.
We could just go with life. That would just.
Well, I mean, it's not video game related. It's not even Destiny related. We've been in a neighbor war for four and a half years.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, God. Strap in. Where's the popcorn?
This is how it started was, the two houses across from me, across the street, the one on the right got super frustrated with the woman and her kids on the left and took, weed killer and sprayed a line down the front lawn to separate the front yard. And since then, this has been going. But since then, she's moved, and so now we're the new targets. So he has a three-car garage, which is equivalent to a three-car driveway. He has a truck that he parks in front of his lawn, and then he and his wife have two Volkswagens. They park one car in their driveway, and they park the other two in front of my house. So my butt has to walk, a good half a block to park my truck and then to walk home. It's really stupid and really small, but we figured out that he has a camera and I can't do anything about it, and I really, really want to.
Yeah, I mean,
slash tires in the middle of the
night. I'm fucking splash paint all over his shit.
Oh, I so wish I could. Oh, I want to egg his car. Like, it's bad.
Yes.
I don't.
Yes. Do it. Do it from a distance.
Yeah, do it.
Do a drive-by. Huh? This is what this podcast has become. I knew it would devolve to this. We're back in my adolescence, just egging the shit out of things. Right. That was good. I enjoyed that. That was right, Matt. Oh, God, have you got anything so that you're angry about?
There's always something I'm angry about, mate. No, look, I wouldn't say angry. You guys probably, maybe you have or haven't seen it. I've sort of had to stop my streams this week just because I've been inundated with PhD work. So I've sort of been... Like, at the same time, though, I was in such a foul mood every time I was on the stream, which is why I decided not to do them. And it's one of those things, like, you can't stream if you just little things just trigger you so bad. And, like, people come in, people get banned, they'll get timed out. It's like, wow, I'm on the edge. Yeah, I need to actually back off the streams. And I feel great this week because I've got some, been able to sleep in each day. So, actually, it's a bit of the opposite. But at the same time, I feel awful for not... You know, I've been streaming for a little bit now. I've been doing it every day for a while now. So, you know.
If one thing that I've figured out in my very, very short time of doing broadcasting, of broadcasting, is that if you're not in the right headspace, you are not entertaining.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, not even worth it. You do yourself more harm
You will do more harm than good. So, yeah, I wholeheartedly agree that it's good to have a break from it all. And especially with you doing your bloody doctorate in everything in the universe, Matt, you know, that's probably a good thing to do. So, I mean, not as many doctorates as Jazzy that we had on last week, but you've got a few.
She's got a hundred, what is it, current count, 156? Hang on, what time is it?
165,
it's just gone 2 o'clock. She's just been given another doctorate just then, on the hour, every hour.
Oh, shit.
Good news.
Log, what are you upset about? What's got your goat this week?
Oh man, I'm pretty chilled. Honestly, I had my little vent. I mean, like the thing with Markiplier that annoyed me. People whinging in Destiny that annoyed me. But for the most part, I've had a pretty good week. I guess I don't know. Like going to kids' parties, is that a, like and you just all sort of awkwardly stand around. Oh, like, why don't people just talk more? Like, what
did you get? Did you get Lolly back?
Dude, I bailed out early to come here. I made Rach go. Like, I've got a fucking podcast to do. I'm out.
But, I've got a podcast. Go, pregnant wife.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but like, I found ever since I started YouTube, my ability to hold conversations in any topic outside of YouTube has like dramatically decreased.
Oh, dude, I'm
like,
I'm
it's useless. Really bad now. I'm like, what do people talk about?
You know what they talk about, man? They talk about whatever it's shit bad. Reality TV shows on at that period of time. Like, oh, have you been watching I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here? No. Have you been watching...
Stop it.
I've been watching fucking paint dry. Like,
This is my rant. I get... microphone, no.
You shit mic stand. There's your rant.
I have been exposed to Home and Away for many years.
Oh, fucking hell.
I have started to be exposed to The Only Way is Essex and all of the other reality TV car crash bullshit that my family watch. And I am sure that a monkey flinging shit on a blackboard could write a better story than these morons that are on TV at the moment. So I'm like you, Matt. I am deeply engrossed in YouTube and Twitch. Yeah. And I like talking to people about YouTube and Twitch. But when it comes to reality TV reality TV or anything outside of sport, I turn off. I don't listen to you. That take some interest in what I do and not just what you do. And that's my rant for the week. If you're talking to someone and they're telling you their story of what they do, you take interest in what they're saying. As you take, as they take interest in what you're saying.
Yeah, but Sloth.
Anyway, that's
like,
my rant.
What if what they're interested in is fucking MasterChef, man? Like, serious. It's like 30 people there, and 29 of them just want to watch reality TV, and I'm like, I can't work with that.
I'm with Log. I just move away now. I just go. We're not gonna be friends. And you know, I'm at the point where I like, I don't need any more friends either. Like,
yeah, no, I've got plenty, like, man.
I've got I've got like. I've got three good friends. That's all I need.
Log's got me.
Yeah, Log's me is Sloth. We're just fine. We just rage at each other. It's like a rage cycle.
Yeah. We talk about music, and then we talk about how the New South Wales is going to lose the Origin again this year. Anyway, beside the yourself. Point.
The saving grace of the whole experience. The saving grace of the whole experience was I turned up to this thing at 11 o'clock, and there was one other dude there that was the dad of the little girl whose party it was, right? And I walked in and went, "G'day, mate. Yeah, how you going? Oh, I'm Luke. Nice to meet you, whatever." He goes, "You want a beer, mate?" Like, what are you?
Yes.
Like, it's morning, so I've been day drinking. But anyway, like, let's...
Then you said, "Do you have a PlayStation connected to the internet?"
Yeah, do you have... Do you want to watch a video on my phone of me being funny on the internet?
No!
Nah, it's one of those things. It is... like I'll say that, like, just being in this life that we've all, you know, all four of us here have chosen, and if you're in watching the streams, it's probably part of your life too. But it is an incredibly difficult thing to explain to someone. Like, oh, I host a podcast that's about a game. I'm like, what? I mean, if they're not into that sort of thing,
it's just goes over their head. They're just like,
what's
a
podcast?
Nice.
Never mind.
I just describe stuff really cryptically. I just like, oh yeah, I make online content.
No, well, yeah, that's how I
like,
do it too.
And I'll be like, and it sounds like I make like porno or something. I'd be like, yeah, I make videos and I post them to the internet, and I get paid by advertisement to do that. I'm like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah. I upload once a week and just no context,
There you go. We've all learned something. How to skirt the difficult. Like, what do you do? Oh, I make videos for the internet. The quietest voice that you can. I make videos for the internet.
I make videos on the internet. But I don't know about you, Maxi, but Matt and Log can go, Matt is a doctor. Log is a scientist. I am a former soldier who sits on his ass all day and does really fuck all. So it's basically, what do you do for your living? Oh, yeah, I'm a doctor. What do you do for a living, Log? Oh, yeah, I'm a scientist. What do you do for a living, Sloth? Oh, I'm a I'm a stand-up.
That's the thing. Even when I talk about the shit that I do in real life, I find myself lying out of boredom. Like I'm a metallurgist. What are you? No, what do you do for a living? Oh, heavy metallurgy. I just wanted to say heavy metal. It's not even a thing. I just wanted to be a dickhead.
Heavy metallurgy.
Yeah, I just play guitar while working in a laboratory. Just yeah, fucking. I don't know. I've lost the plot. We're off the train. We're at the end.
We're off the train.
Everyone clear out.
The vent is done. Ladies and gentlemen of the Twitch side and the YouTube side, if you have any questions for Miss Maxie May or for the three of us idiots, make sure you post them in the chat right now. We'll do our best to answer them. If not,
I've got one. I've got a few. I picked up a few from Twitter, so you know we've got a few to talk about. Bloody Smack, good friend of the show, wanted to know if we're struggling to find full lobbies in Destiny at the moment. Obviously, yeah. It's a bit different for us to anyone in the States. We're in Australia, which means that everything internet-related here sucks. But for me, the game times have been, like, finding a game and that sort of stuff. It takes a while. Like, basically, for me, if I get into a game of Control, I stay in that game until I either get pissed off with everyone in that game or I go to bed. Because it just takes too long. It's too long to find a new game. He also raises the point where should they reduce the amount of options, so to speak, or playlists or hoppers, whatever you want to call it, to try and drive the core, you know, get everyone sort of back in the same playlist. What do you guys think?
It's very... we spoke about this at length the other night. They need dedicated playlists. Sorry, you jump in a playlist and you're going to play X, Y, Z games. So Clash, Control.
Yeah, they need the action sack. They need the action sack. Yeah,
they need the action sack because it's we like you have your thing where you jam on your guitar between games and all that sort of thing, and you can get in like a good seven to 10 minute jam session before finding a game.
Yeah,
and that's just the way it is, and that's the dwindling populace of the Destiny community at the moment. Like, people will always go back to Destiny when there's new things to do.
Yeah.
But now that we're sort of going into a lull, and it's kind of a, not saying to say it's a drought, but because it's a lull between releases, it's very, very long. So the action sack is definitely something that they could use.
Well, I mean, was anyone surprised that we didn't actually get any PvE content this year?
I think there's going to be another release in a month and a half.
April.
There's going to be another update. Yeah.
Just April one, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think it'll be something significant. It'll have to be, man, or it's done until Destiny 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was I had somebody in my chat earlier today during my stream, between the Vex footage that got released or like surfaced and the VOG rumors intensifying was the words that they used. there's a lot of hope that VOG is gonna be raised, and I will always hope for that because VOG, it wasn't my first raid, but it will forever be one of my favorites. Just because of the mechanics and just the design of it is amazing. But like with the playlists, the one thing that I refuse to never not be salty about is they took fucking Salvage out for Rift. Like when Supremacy got put in, Rift wasn't taken out. I refuse to do Rift anymore. It's too much because it's not like... If they're going to take a playlist out, they honestly should put Salvage back in. I would much rather have a 3v3 than another 6v6 where there's an objective between Control and Rift. Like, that's a lot.
I think, like, really, there should be Clash, Control, and Rift all put in the one hopper. Like, it should just happen.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, I love Rift, and I'm one of the... I understand that I'm in the minority with that, but I think that, like, if you want to get consistent games and sort of foster what's still here in terms of people still playing, you got to truncate it. You got to fucking condense where people are. Halo did it. I mean, Halo 3 did it. But, you know, whether or not they want to do that, I don't know. I mean, as with anything in the Destiny community, the second they start taking options away from people, they'll be like, I only played fucking, you know, whatever the...
like, you know. I only played this playlist. And it's like, oh my god, you exist. But I mean, with the full lobbies, like, I haven't had much of an issue. It does take a lot longer. I mean, even between, like, I'm 40 minutes from Seattle, so I have Watts, I have Mav. Below me, I have Lucky and Band, and it's like their times are just as bad as mine. It can go anywhere from like 5 to 15 minutes was the most that I had to wait for a game one day. Jeez. And we were in a fire team of three people. We were going into a 6v6, and it's
I
like
I haven't had it as that bad. And wow. I'm
yeah, that's the worst that I've had.
Matt lives in the most isolated ridiculous. City in the fucking world.
And it's not like that.
It's not that bad.
But, and also, like, I've been starting to play, like, MOBAs and this game called Paragon at the moment, and the wait list for that is insane because it is so, you have to match your skill level so much as well. So it's like half an hour wait for a game sometimes. So I just put it, put it on matchmaking and I'll go do stuff and come back.
Yeah.
So Destiny seems really quick for me most of the time.
It's all about context. There you go. If you want to, you know, go and watch some paint dry and then come back and the Destiny load times won't seem so bad.
Yeah.
It'll be quick.
Yeah. That's true.
All right. Question from the chat. Personal one. What is metallurgy or whatever the fuck you said earlier, Log? Metallurgy is what I do for a job. It is the science of metals, as Jazz answered with her infinite doctorates. So there you go.
Yes. Well, not infinite, but a lot.
Infinite.
Close. So... Meerkat asked before, do you remember a few weeks ago?
Yes.
The rant that I had about the younger gent who was courting my daughter.
Oh yes. Have you got an update?
Oh yeah, there is an update. Yeah, no. He has been referred. No. Chill. There's no violence. No violence. It's fine. He's been referred to the police. The girl is annoyed at me. But that's fatherhood. That's all there is. Like, if he ever comes around the house again, there's going to be an AVO taken out as well, because it is more or less, there's no Romeo and Juliet law here in Australia. It's just statutory. It's just statutory. Yeah, that's all it is.
Can you remind me how old was he?
He was 18. 18 this month.
And how old was your daughter?
12.
Whoa!
I didn't know that. Okay. Did I know this before? Wow, I was making fun of this last time.
Yeah, dude.
I apologize, Slot. I don't know if I knew the context very well.
I was about to jump in before you answered that, Sloth, and say, like, if there's any, don't say anything that'll incriminate you, please.
No.
Yeah. There's an update. There no the in... cunt's in a ditch.
Yeah, yeah.
there's an update. He's dead. But no.
He's dead in a fucking ditch in the Outback. And trust me, guys, if you bury someone in the Outback Australia, no one fucking find them, that's for sure.
Yeah, dude.
A dingo took my baby.
Wolf Creek was based on Sloth. And what happens? You piss him off, man. Wolf Creek. John Jarrett played Sloth. Yeah, it was great. what do we think of the current meta? We did talk about that earlier, so catch the recorded version. But I guess another question is, what gun do you see yourself using as your primary going forward?
Well, I mean, personally, I don't think my weapon loadout is going to change, except for trials. But I think I'll probably just stick with my branded Lord, my Hawksaw, and my Zombie Apocalypse, if for PvP.
Beautiful.
Honestly. Yeah.
I'm really interested in trying out a couple other auto rifles that might be good now. I want to see what Outbreak Prime is like in PvP. It's a medium pulse rifle, is it not?
Yeah,
it's medium.
Yeah.
And I also want to try the Hardlight as the auto rifle, because Hardlight's always been probably better performing than most auto rifles. And... I just want to get back on my PlayStation where I've got all my gear back, because I've always been playing on Xbox or PvP, and I can actually do some setups on PlayStation. So, yeah, I just need to try some of those out, really.
Boo. PlayStation sucks, boo. Sorry.
Oh, Lord.
Maxie, what do you reckon? What's your gun?
I don't know. I have to test it for myself, but I was running with one of my friends, Danny, and he was running with Genesis Chain in PvP, and apparently it destroyed, so we're going to try that. But my Vision Stone from Trials is doing pretty solid still. But I'm eventually going to cave back and go into my Mida. I know it.
Don't sound so self-loathing about it. If it's like a comfy shoe, just put it back on, get about your business. It's fine.
Well, it's exactly. Mida or my Hung Jury, which I took in, still fucking destroys. It's really nice that that didn't change, but I'm going to cave at some point. I know it.
Fair enough.
It's going to be bad.
Well, there's not all that much coming through in terms of questions in the chat. So one thing I'm going to posit to each of us is what have we got planned over the next week? What can our adoring audience and the champions that they are expect for us to be putting out? Matt, have you got any teasers for what the lore genius might be pumping out this week?
Yes. I have got a bit of help from Captain Kex. I don't know if you guys know Captain Kex.
Yeah, the Lorg.
The Lorg chart, co-writing a script for the Crows, Prince Aldrin's Crows, and who they are, because that one's been quite hidden. So if I have time, I'm going to do that tomorrow. But I've also got to finish my PhD ethics application by Monday, so it's going to be a tight one. If I can get that done, I will.
Blow that and shit then, off. That doesn't sound important.
Yeah, it doesn't sound important at all.
Who needs a PhD anyway? It's fine.
It's only, you know, an ethical application to work with children with disability. I mean, I'm sure it can't be that fucking hard to do anyway. But, guys, when this is done, I've already told people on stream, I'm having a fucking pizza party. Okay, I don't know how I'm going to work it. It's going to be a 24-hour pizza party. I don't know, every hour we'll give away a pizza or some shit like that. I don't know. Whatever you do for the pizza party.
And, some shit like that. No, Matthew.
And I think the Nintendo Switch will be out by then, so maybe we'll just do a 24-hour Zelda stream.
No.
Breath of the Wild.
Do it. Sloth. Don't be like that. You don't like Zelda?
No.
He doesn't like pizza. He's
Nintendo. Oh, I don't like Nintendo. Like, at all.
Did you see? Did you see my mouth? And I just got this weird taste in my mouth. I don't know what it was, but you actually caused the physical.
Let the salt flow through you.
Actually caused the physical thing to happen to me when you said you don't like Nintendo.
You actually felt ill.
I felt ill. Well, I felt like
I had a Super Nintendo. I had a Nintendo 64. I enjoyed it at the time. Let the damn thing die like the Sega GameCube. Let the thing die.
If you come into my 24-hour pizza party stream with that kind of fucking soul, I'm banning you. I'm unmodding and banning you.
Do it. You won't do it. You're scared. Nice. What are we looking forward to from you, Log? Yeah, no, good story.
Maxie,
yeah,
what sorry, for? Dude. The ladies of my household have just come home from the party and, yeah.
They're all pepped up on lolly bags, mate.
Rachel's pregnant and she's asking if everyone wants to see your cankles.
I am not.
I'm not.
Oh, man.
Well, I am being an asshole, but that's kind of par for the course, Randy. Anyway, what am I doing? Was that the question?
Yes.
For me, I am thinking about actually dusting off an old YouTube series that I used to do. I'm thinking maybe dropping back to two streams a week because three is getting a bit much with family life and sort of making up the difference by rekindling Breaking the Law.
Yes.
So I've been thinking, I've got to talk to Keggy. I'm not sure if he's in the stream or not, but I want to do Breaking the Law because it makes heaps more sense than I Am the Law. And like, I don't know. I mean,
I'm up listening to that. That's amazing.
So yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what'll happen with it. It might take a couple of weeks to get it up and rolling, but I just basically, if you've not witnessed it, it's me taking the piss out of Destiny's Law, more or less. It's like explaining it how I do explain things as an Australian working class individual.
So it's good.
Yeah, it's just sucking.
Hey, I'll just give you my scripts, mate, and you just convert them to Australian.
As an experiment, we'll do that. I'll just get you. Just send me the video, and I'll replace the audio just because I'm lazy, and I'll just there you go. Right.
Yes.
Prince Soldier and his fucking crows, mate. What's the go on there, right? Eh?
There's this guy named Talon. He went down to the pit. He's fine, but he went a little bit crazy because he met this big spider looking thing. It's you know, it's just one of those things that happen. It's fine. Maxie, what have you got planned this week?
Nothing that exciting. we have the charity stream that's going on tomorrow, and then my normal stream schedule just follows that. But we're starting tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm going to end up kicking it off. We're going to be live for at least 12 hours. I'll probably live longer than that. But we have that going on, and then I have a couple things that I have to do. I have some experiments that I want to try in the raid, between just taking like six of, well, yeah, for science, but also because I'm just curious what's going to happen when you go into a hard mode with six titans and no self-res. Mm-hmm. And then do the same thing with hunters, and then do warlocks, but you can't use self-res.
All you need to do to find that out, you just need to join our clan, because I don't think we've got a single fucking warlock. Like, really, who's a warlock in our clan? I mean, if you're in our clan and you're a warlock, I think Huey is, and he's a bit...
Huey's weird, but...
Oh, yes. We managed to shoehorn in our weekly Put the Slipper into Warlocks. Sorry to cut you off. Yeah. Right. Sorry, science. We were talking about science and Destiny. Good.
It's all right. But, I mean, that's the main thing. And then, I don't know, Monday I want to go into Trials and do, like, non-upcoming meta and see what's going to happen. Just take some really stupid fucking guns into Trials and see what we can do and how far we can get. I got tagged by an Atheon's epilogue.
Hey.
Oh, it was weird.
Well,
it was awkward. I was like, how did you... How did you even? But, all right.
Yeah. Respect, though.
Yeah.
Sloth, what are you doing? What do you got?
I was like, what is this?
So this week, I'm doing the normal things with the Stremwise, as per the usual. But we are also doing some trills at some point over the weekend. But that is yet to be seen. Outside of that, not a great deal. Just the usual medical appointments and, you know, the same shit that I do every week, which is talk crap. You know how it goes.
That was probably the most, like, unbiased self, like, summary of it. Oh, I'm just going to talk shit. Just good
it's
job.
What I do.
All right. Well, look, we're gonna love you and leave you here. We're just about to wrap up, but I'm gonna chuck a whole heap of links into our Twitch. That. So there's a heap of links. There's a heap of links there. If you want to get in touch with any of us,
one link, you nong.
No. What? No, it's heaps.
You got to do it separately.
You've linked all of us at one hyperlink in knots.
Well, if you click this link, it links everybody.
That's like, fine. Just click it.
Subscribe to everyone all at once.
Just do that. Fuck. I mean, I tried, man. For fuck's sake. Give me a break. You do it, Sloth. See if I care. Matt, you can do it in your YouTube. All right, I'll be on tonight. I'm going to probably have a crack at Trials, and then depending on how well that goes, I might piss off and play For Honor. Run away with
Let me know if you play For Honor. Games. I'll team up with you, man.
Righto. All right. Well, beyond that, we'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Hang on.
Doing the same things.
Yeah, doing the same
things. You guessed.
Just being the people that we are.
Although we loved having you on, Maxie, so thank you very much for coming on.
You for having me.
Anytime. Well, maybe not next week. We might run out of things to talk about. But like, in a few weeks. I am just too fucking honest. All right, everyone, goodbye. Fucking hell. Where's the thing? I always lose the thing to click on.
The thing.
Matt, just do it. Yeah, go on.
Take interest in Destiny lore and I'll find you.
That was
I'll find you.
Perfect. Goodbye.